The suffering of Syria and the crisis that's engulfed the whole region around it didn't take long to emerge as a central problem for discussion at the UN General Debate. The Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, said that after 5 years of conflict, diplomacy had to be given a chance to break the deadly stalemate.
It is time now for others, primarily the Security Council and key regional actors, to step forward. Five countries in particular hold the key. The Russian Federation, the United States, Saudi Arabia, Iran and Turkey. But as long as one side will not compromise with the other, it is a futile to expect change on the ground.
King Abdullah of Jordan, one of the neighbouring countries that's sheltering more than 500,000 refugees from the Syrian conflict, laid out what was at stake if ISIL is not defeated.
Can we tolerate a future where mass murder, public beheadings, kidnapping and slavery are common practices? Where the persecution of communities is law? I have called this crisis a third world war, and I believe we must respond with equal intensity.
In his speech, the US President Barack Obama said that military force was a necessary tool in trying to stop the civil war, but not sufficient. He'd work with anyone, he said, who was willing to compromise for peace.
The United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict. But we must recognize that there cannot be, after so much bloodshed, so much carnage, a return to the pre-war status quo. Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
But President Vladimir Putin of Russia flatly contradicted President Obama's long-term strategy. He said through an interpreter that despite the view of many in the hall that President Assad's policies had created ISIL, in fact, he had to stay in power.
We think it is an enormous mistake to refuse to cooperate with the Syrian government and its armed forces who are violently fighting terrorism face to face. We should finally acknowledge that no one but President Assad's armed forces and Kurds' militia are truly fighting the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations in Syria.